proudly hosted this year in Central Nebraska. We're able to bring you state volleyball games thanks to the support of the fine sponsors of this broadcast. Let's take you to the gym for state volleyball action here on the stations of Platte River Radio.
And good afternoon, everyone, from the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Classic at 98.9 and PlatteRiverPrep.com's continuing coverage of the 2011 State Volleyball Tournament takes us to the opening semifinal in C1 as the Kearney Catholic Stars take on the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, glad to have you along with us. It really doesn't seem like a state tournament atmosphere when these two teams have played each other so many times. There is no doubt that the story is this is one of those matchups that Team A has the advantage over Team B for a number of years. Kearney Catholic, to no one's recollection, has ever beaten Grand Island Central Catholic in high school volleyball, and not since the Stars got back into being a power here over the last handful of years. And, of course, Grand Island Central Catholic looking for their seventh straight trip to the state championship. They were the runner-up in 06, 08, and 09, and the champions in 05, 07, and 2010. So this is a volleyball team that is used to winning here at the state tournament in their 26th appearance. Kearney Catholic made their first state final under Coach Chris Connor last year and lost to these Crusaders in four sets. Earlier this year, lost to the Crusaders in four sets. District final, lost to the Crusaders in four sets. The only two losses of the year for 29-2 Kearney Catholic have come to 30-3 Grand Island Central Catholic. Our second semifinal will be Minden taking on Columbus SCOTUS, which many feel SCOTUS, obviously the number one team of the state, has a huge advantage and has handed the Crusaders two of their three losses. So we'll see how things pan out here this afternoon. We're glad you're along with us for the New Tech Seed pregame show and high school volleyball. We already have one team from the area playing in the finals tomorrow. As Bertrand swept Stewart, they'll play Howells at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning right here on Classic Hits. Class A, Papillion-La Vista South will take on Omaha Burke. The other match going on at this time at Grand Island Senior High in Class D1, Humphrey against West Point Guardian Angels. We'll be back. Take a look at the starting lineups right after this timeout.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. First off, for Grand Island Central Catholic, number 13 is a 5'8 junior right side hitter, Lucky Granup. She is also one of the top two setters on this team with Brand. She'll be followed by number 6, 5'6 sophomore outside hitter, Aaron Sorhan, second on the team in kills. Number 12 is a 5'8 junior middle hitter, Kelsey Shield. Number 3 is a 6'1" senior. She leads the team in set assists, and she also leads the team in kills. That's Katie Brand, who signed her letter of intent to play for Kansas State on Wednesday. Number 5 is a 5'7 sophomore outside hitter, Sam Moravec. Number 11 is a 5'9 junior middle hitter, Haley Benton. And the libero is number 17, 5'6 senior, Aisha Lee. The head coach of the Crusaders, the winningest coach in volleyball in the state of Nebraska, Sharon Zavala, assisted by Brittany Ashy and Maria Demuse. They are in their 26th state championship tournament, 30-3 on the season. They defeated Central City and Fillmore Central in the sub-districts, Kearney Catholic in the district final, and swept Concordia yesterday, 25-14, 19, and 13. For Kearney Catholic, number 5, 5'7 sophomore setter, Shayla Connor. Number 2, 5'9 senior outside hitter, Haley McKelvey. Number 7, 6'1", junior middle blocker, Bailey Sokolowski, who leads the team in kills. Number 11, 5'10", senior right side hitter, Ellie Conley. Number 1, 5'6", junior, Michaela Mestel. She is also an outside hitter that is second on the team in kills. And number 14, 6-foot junior middle blocker, Megan Anderson. She is second on the team in blocks behind Sokolowski. The libero, number 3, a 5'4 freshman, Morgan Studi. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Chris Connor, assisted by Lisa Sokolowski, Amy Johnson, and Brad Childress, 29-2 on the season, and yesterday defeated Norfolk Catholic 25-19, 9-16. They are the defending state runner-up. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. And we'll be back with more right after this timeout.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
If your student is interested in learning to play an instrument for school band or orchestra, Ron's Music has a rent-to-own plan that's perfect for the budding musician. Check out Ron's Music in Grand Island for details. Online at ronsmusic.com. Need supplies, strings, sheet music, music lessons, new instruments, or repairs, Ron's Music in Grand Island has been taking care of budding musicians as well as professionals for decades. Ron's Music on West Capitol Avenue north of the malls and online, ronsmusic.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to the Heartland Events Center on this Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to all, and thank you to those who have served and are currently serving in any capacity as the colors being presented here at the Heartland Events Center as we're ready to play some volleyball. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We are ready for the third meeting of the year between Central Catholic and Kearney Catholic, and the opening serve comes your way next on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Douglas Bookkeeping's remote computer access has virtually eliminated the need for your in-house bookkeeper. Their services can help you save money by lowering payroll taxes while also reducing your company's health insurance costs and turnover. Their QuickBooks Pro advisors handle everything from running your payroll to preparing your corporate tax return. Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
And with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back at the Heartland Events Center. As always, thanks for making Classic Hits your choice for high school sports as Grand Island Central Catholic gets ready to take on Kearney Catholic. Here this afternoon, the winner will play in the first championship tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. against either Columbus Scotus or Minden. The Crusaders hope to come out and jump on the Stars and show their authority once again in the opening set. For Kearney Catholic in the district final, they took some bad breaks, a couple calls they thought went against them in the first 5 or 6 points, fell behind, ended up rallying for a 22-19 lead, only to see the Crusaders score the final 6 points and really yank the momentum away. The Crusaders then pretty much rolled Kearney Catholic in the second set. The Stars did bounce back and handle Grand Island Central Catholic easily in the third set, but then the Crusaders bounced back and took care of the Stars in set number 4. Central Catholic will wear the white tops with the navy blue trim. Left to right, they'll serve first, the traveling white with green trim for the Stars. And we're ready for this state semifinal as Lucky Granup will serve it away. Takes it at Studi. Side, Sokolowski right-sided immediately. Down and good. The Stars have the first point of the match. The slide to Sokolowski over the last month of the season has been virtually unstoppable with a good pass and a good set. And you can already tell that Central Catholic served it at the freshman. That is how they dominated Kearney Catholic in the first meeting of the year. Serve is across, and Brad will take her first swing. It's up there by McKelvey, and we've got a double hit called on the set attempt by the Stars. So Brand's going to get her first kill, and a side out here for GICC, and Aaron Sorhan will serve it away. Sorhan, kind of a mini jump serve, got a lot of aces yesterday against Concordia, picked up by Studi, set across on some miscommunication by Mestel. Brand will set middle, attack into the net for the Crusaders. Kelsey Shield with the error, Kearney Catholic with the point. Another key in this match, will the freshmen especially and a couple of the sophomores be able to handle the pressure that Central Catholic tries to put on them in the service game? As Paige Herbert comes in to serve, it clips the net but across. Gratup will set. Brand close to the net, goes around Sokolowski. An arm on it by Mestel, kept it alive. It's passed over. Free ball here for the Crusaders. Brand tried to dump it. Mestel saw it and blocked it. Ace block for Michaela Mestel. Kearney Catholic 3 and Grand Island Central Catholic 1. Herbert to serve it away. Just underway. KKPR-FM, Kearney Grand Island Hastings, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. A lot of top spin on it. Dug out by Brand. They set Katie in the middle around the single block termination, number 2 for Katie Brand. Side out GICC. Virtually can't stop Brand with a single block. And Kearney Catholic tried that twice. Got her once to at least keep the ball alive. Second time, she went right around that single block. Aisha Lee will now go back and serve it away here for GICC. Takes it at Studi. Right side, tip across by Sokolowski, up by Sorhan. They set it to the left side, tipped across by Moravec, and the Stars will get back into their offense. Mestel with her first swing, counted good. Michaela Mestel, the block just a tad bit late getting there, and Mestel was able to drive it down before the double block reached the peak of their vertical ability, and Studi goes back to serve it away now for Kearney Catholic. Jump serve down the line, missed it out of bounds. First service there of the match. It'll go back over to Grand Island Central Catholic. Studi been in that lineup all year as a freshman. One of those youngsters we're talking about with Prasoski, Herbert, Smith when she gets in there. As Brand serves, set to the outside, Megan Anderson, first swing, comes off the tip, down and good. And the one thing about this, again, when you're talking from an underdog role for Kearney Catholic, GICC isn't going to get rattled at any point today. So you can never get too high if you are the opposition, because that is what the Crusaders thrive on. You get a little too high, it's still like blood in the water, and they'll get you. Here's a middle attack. It'll be blocked up there by Anderson. Ricocheted back over by Benton. Middle attack by Anderson again. Off of Sorhan and into the crowd. Kill number 2 for Megan Anderson. So the Stars off to a good 6-3 lead. Grand Island Central Catholic with 9 state championships. Kearney Catholic with none. And the winner of this game, it isn't going to get any easier tomorrow. SCOTUS, most likely, or Minden if they can pull the upset. As the Stars run it down, Connor has to go off the floor to pass it. It is a soft pass back over. And Brand sees a wide open corner, and she returns it immediately for the kill. Katie Brand didn't dig it, didn't set it. She just returned it right back over. All 3 kills here for the Crusaders coming from Katie Brand, and now Moravec to serve it away. She goes deep middle, and it is too deep out of bounds, so the first service error for the Crusaders. Kearney Catholic, who will use many more substitutions than GICC, gets McKelvey back into the front row. Serving it away will be Michaela Mestel, takes it at Moravec. They set to the outside. Sorhan too close to the net, had to tip it over. Dig by McKelvey, set it back to Haley on the wing. Over the double block, the pass out of bounds. McKelvey with the kill. And for a reason that you just don't know, Grand Island Central Catholic not picking up the ball very well right now. They are usually a great defensive team, and they were yesterday. But Mestel serves it into the net. Kearney Catholic will try and serve that softball, try and land it in front of the 10-foot line. Numerous girls on the Stars team will do that. And the percentage of that, from what we've seen, maybe not as high as they'd hope. And back to serve it, Emma Benton has checked in, and the Stars tip it wide and out of bounds. Point GICC, 8-6, Kearney Catholic. Opening set of the C1 semifinals. Emma Benton now to serve it away. Straight away middle, and she is too strong the second time around. So service there gives the ball back to Kearney Catholic. And back to serve it away will be Megan Anderson to complete the Stars' first time through the rotation. Aisha Lee is back in as the libero here for the Crusaders of Central Catholic. And Anderson tries to take it at her. It goes over to Brando. They'll back set. Going to go with a little slide over there on the attempt. No good by Shield. Kearney Catholic terminates on the other end. There's Bailey Sokolowski with her second kill. 10-6, Kearney Catholic. Anderson ready to serve. Stars have never really gotten off to a good start against GICC. One of the reasons the Crusaders can get off to a start and get their opponent down. Here, Sorhan tries to change that, and she'll rifle it off the block for her first kill. Side out, GICC. And Lucky Grant up to serve it away. So we've already made it through the rotation once, and it's 10-7, Kearney Catholic. Gratup will cut it into the middle. Picked up there by Prasovsky. And there's another kill for Sokolowski. Boy, they're getting the ball to Bailey very quickly. And Sokolowski is taking care of business in that front row. Now Ellie Conley's back in and Prasovsky out. Shayla Connor to serve it away here for the Stars. Connor floats it down the middle. Brand goes low to pick it up. Backs that right side to Sorhan and she'll terminate. And Sorhan gets the ball right back over for the Crusaders. And she'll go back to serve it away. She may have the most dangerous serve on this team. She is second on the team in aces with 52 behind Gratup with 61 coming into the tournament. Tip over by McKelvey. Into the front row, picked up Sorhan, dumped over Brand. She's better than anybody at that. Katie Brand, so tall, 6'1", 6'2". She can see, and when that back corner gets open, she doesn't even set the ball. She'll just dump it over, which she did there. Sorhan, just the second service point here in this first set. Throws it off the net. Sokolowski in the middle. Drives it over. Gratup with the dig. Ball's above the net. Directed over by Brand. Kearney Catholic back set to the back row. Mestel drives it across. Good dig there by Gratup. And they're going to have to go back row attack. And Sorhan can't get it over the net. Point, Kearney Catholic. Good attack that time by Michaela Mestel. They get the point turned around for the Stars. And Paige Herbert will re-enter the ball game here. 12-9, Kearney Catholic. Opening set here in the C1 semifinals. Herbert serve right down the line. Picked up by Morvik. They're going to go middle. Brand time. Dig is made by Studi way low. Prasovsky to Herbert. Herbert in the back row. Dug out Gratup. Now Brand will set outside the attack. Morvik. Another good dig by Studi. Two powerful attempts by the Crusaders have been picked up. Now Studi fires it over to Lee. Brand another set. Another swing. Morvik. And that one's not coming back. Sam Morvik with her first kill. And the longest rally of this match is won by GICC. Aisha Lee now back to serve it away in that dark blue libero jersey wearing number 17. She had a nice match yesterday, especially at the service line against Concordia. Floats this one back to Mestel. Set middle. Sokolowski unloads off of Lee for the kill. Bailey Sokolowski with her fourth kill. Kearney Catholic 13. Grand Island Central Catholic 10. And back to serve it away now Morgan Studi. She missed on her first serve of this match. Coach Chris Connor said her youngsters were a little nervous in their first tournament yesterday. Let's see if that changes. This one's over. Sorhan has it. Middle attack by Brand. Dug out in the back row. At the net, Conley can't tip it over, and it'll be a point for Grand Island Central Catholic off the Brand kill. Now Katie will go back and serve it away. Super stater here, and that's something. That's saying something with all those girls on Papillion La Vista South. Set middle. Mestel quick, down and good. Kearney Catholic is trying to run a quicker offense here, and it has been working. One of the reasons it works is because they're handling the serve much better than they have the first couple of times against the Crusaders this year. Serving it away now, Allie Prasovsky. Stars keeping that 2-3 point lead as we exchange side outs here. Brand backs that right side. It'll be tipped across by Morvik. One arm up, McCann. It's a free ball. Morvik took the swing. It sticks on the net. Anderson tips it over. Quick chip here for Brand. Another good dig in the back row by McCann. Outside Mestel drives it across for the kill. Michaela Mestel with kill number 3. 15-11, Kearney Catholic. And Prasovsky to serve it away again. Two great digs that time in the rally by Jamie McCann, the defensive specialist for the Stars. As the serve comes down the right line and it's wide and out of bounds. Side out, GICC, Sam Morvik. We'll serve it away. Coming up next at 4 o'clock, Minden, Columbus, SCOTUS, also here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Serve right down the middle of Mestel. Pass off the mark. Connor chases it down, gets it up to Anderson. Off the tip, it is down and good. Megan Anderson will get her third kill. So the Stars have three players with three or more kills. For Central Catholic, only Grand has more than two. Now Messel to serve at 16-12. Knuckleball off Brand, way to the back row here, off the court. Pass back on by Benton or Scheel, and now it's taken across. Connor dumps it across, but it hit the net, so that gave the Crusaders a chance to put it back. Slide Anderson, blocks Sorhan, saves it for the Crusaders. Set back to Aaron on the wing. Near side attack, dug out back row by Mestel. Pass to the outside, McKelvey off the tip, a Kearney Catholic kill. Second kill for Haley McKelvey. Time out, Grand Island Central Catholic. The opening set of our C1 semifinal, Kearney Catholic 17, Grand Island Central Catholic 12. We're back in a minute.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Butcher, car, or truck, back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Out of the Central Catholic timeout, we're back to action. Mestel serve and take it across Sorhan. The Stars pick it up and pass it over with McKelvey. Here's Brand, set more to the left side to Sorhan. It's out of bounds. They're looking for a tip. They're not going to get the tip. All of Central Catholic thought that the ball was tipped, but it goes down as an error. And the Stars now up by six. Mestel, line shot serve at Brand, set to the outside, a little wide, so Sorhan has to set it across. Free ball Stars. Connor, slide. Anderson, near side, out. They wanted a tip, didn't get it. Go back over to GICC. 18-13, Grand Island Central Catholic trails. And in to serve will be Emma Benton. So Coach Zavala going with Benton off the bench. He's been kind of in and out this year as the outside attack by McKelvey into the corner. Far cross court. She's on the left wing, finds the back right corner, and McKelvey, her third kill. Haley, who had struggled a little bit here towards the end of the season, needed a couple to get her confidence up, and she's got a couple here in the first set. Kearney Catholic now getting ready to serve the volleyball, and it looks like the down referee is over saying something to the Kearney Catholic bench for some reason. I don't know if they're celebrating too much or standing up when they score or what the deal is, but right now, when you're the underdog, you don't need anybody breaking your momentum as Megan Anderson will serve it away, and out of bounds it goes. Side out, Grand Island Central Catholic. Be interested to find out what the official was talking about over there to the Stars bench. Talking to the players, not to the coaches, as Granite will serve it away. At Studi, right to the net to Connor. Outside McKelvey, off the net, a couple of tips. Good up by Moravec, and they can't get it back. Sorhan running as hard as she could, but it flipped into the antenna. And McKelvey now with four kills, and Kearney Catholic leads it 20-14. Shayla Connor to go back and serve it away. Shayla's serve, back middle Brand, set to Katie. She'll take the attack. Big swing. It's dug out Connor at the net, and all she does is go up and dunk it, but they call her for roofing. They call Brand for reaching over the net. A rare call there. Of reaching over the net, that was going to be Central Catholic point, and they yanked it right away from them. And a break for the Stars as Shayla Connor serves. And it'll be rolled over there, just a little tip by Brand. Connor sets, Sokolowski on the attack, and it's down and good. Kearney Catholic with one of their best hitting percentages maybe ever against GICC. And the Stars are up 22-14, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Back after this from the State Volleyball Tournament brought to you by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week. Practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week. Awesome food and drink specials. And the beer is so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up. Threw for three touchdowns. Even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal. Downtown Kearney.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you exciting high school sports action here on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com. Kearney Catholic, a 22-14 lead, forcing another timeout by the Crusaders, their second. Here's Brand in the middle. She takes it over the single block and gets it down and good on the left wing. It'll be the 15th point here for the Crusaders and unofficially the sixth kill for Katie Brand. In D1, Humphrey has an early 14-11 lead over West Point Guardian Angels as Sorhan's jump serve is picked up by Mestel. Set right side for McKelvey. Lost it to the back corner to Gratup. Here's a set middle. Blocked in the middle by Sokolowski on the attack from Kelsey Shield. Sokolowski with the ace block, and it is 23-15. Kearney Catholic 2 points away from an opening game victory. And it looks like Mackenzie Smith is going to check in here for the Stars to serve it away. Or is it McCann? It looks like McCann. This is not what they wanted. She is not a server, but she does get it in. And a set to the right side for Shield. She'll roll it across. The ball out of bounds, they say, behind the antenna. And it is set point. So are they going to keep McCann in? Yes, they are. To serve the volleyball away. A game point here for the Stars. And McCann just makes sure that it's in the middle to Brand. Set Katie in the middle. Big swing blocked by Sokolowski, and the Stars win the opening set. Second ace blocked by Bailey Sokolowski. And the Stars, that's their biggest win point-wise over Central Catholic. 25-15. Now, as they so often do, can the Crusaders regroup, or will it be Kearney Catholic's day? We'll find out when we come back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Nearly 4 million people are homeless. Millions more go hungry, and it's happening right here where you live. You can help by showing someone special you care during the Caring Rose Week. Bring 2 cans of food to Roses for You and get a dozen roses for $10. Roses for You will give the food to your local help centers, and the roses are yours to show someone you care. A dozen roses for 2 cans of food and $10 during Caring Rose Week. Now through the end of November, Roses for You, 937 South Locust Street, or visit them at rosesforyou.com.
You like choices, you like variety, you like quality, and you love to save money. So choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. You also have holiday baking on your mind. The biggest varieties at prices that keep your food budget happy. Choose variety, choose quality, choose fresh, and choose to save at Super Saver. Second in Broadwell and Grand Island. Be sure to check out the latest specials for your holiday baking and dinner plans in the weekly newspaper inserts. Or online, anytime, at super-saver.com. Super Saver, we sell for less.
Now let's take a look at the stats of the opening set for Grand Island Central Catholic. Katie Brand, 6 kills. Sam Moravec, 1 kill. Erin Sorhan, a service point and 2 kills. And Emma Benton, 1 service point. Central Catholic only scoring 2 times on their serve. 9 kills, no ace blocks, and no ace serves. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel, 3 service points, an ace block, and 3 kills. Haley McKelvey, 4 kills. Shayla Connor, 2 service points. Bailey Sokolowski, 2 ace blocks, 5 kills. Jamie McCann, 2 service points. Megan Anderson, a service point and 3 kills. Paige Herbert, a service point. Allie Prasoski, a service point. And Kearney Catholic, 15 kills, 3 ace blocks, no ace serves. The Stars take game one, 25-15 from Grand Island Central Catholic's Crusaders. And we'll head to the second set of the C1 semifinals right after this on Classic Hits 98.9.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Well, between these two teams, it's been a long time since the Stars took the opening set, and now they'll serve it with Connor, and here comes Sorhan, big swing, Studi with the dig. Connor sets to the outside, McKelvey terminates. Haley McKelvey with her 5th kill, That may be as many as she had the entire postseason in the sub-districts and districts. It's 1-0. Connor with that short serve picked up by the Crusaders. They'll go to the outside. Sorehand, it went into the net. I don't think it was blocked. No tip. It's going to be Kearney Catholic volleyball. It ricocheted out of the tape and out of bounds. The officials confer with each other. Coach Zavala wants an explanation. It was on the side far from the benches, so a little harder for the coaches to tell, but I believe that it was driven into the net. This one's not. Sorehand takes it across. McKelvey with the up. Short set middle. Sokolowski hits the net. Passed over quickly by Granup. Stars slide. Sokolowski missed that one. That's the first one she's missed. Central Catholic on the board. Two-one. Stars off to the lead. And it will be Central Catholic to serve it away with Granup. Knuckleball over to Mestel in the back row. Go to McKelvey. Tips over the double block. Brand lunges at it to keep it alive. Here's Sorehand. Off the block it comes across from Sokolowski. Picked up for Bailey in the middle. Takes it into the back row to Libero Lee. Brand sets to Sorehand. Tips it over at Connor. Overpass. Free ball put away by the Crusaders. Erin Sorehand with her third kill. 2-2. Also going on, D1 action. We'll keep you up to date on that. If you're following it on Twitter, there's about 1,000 people at each match trying to keep you up to date. Hearing it right here on Classic Hits. Free ball over to the Crusaders. Set to the middle. Here's Sorehand, and she tries it through the block. So a little more power right now from Erin Sorehand attacking that block, and GICC with three in a row. As the serve comes across, now the Stars having trouble handling the serve, and they pass it into the net. Funny game, volleyball. You can be going 100 miles an hour, and all of a sudden, a quick stop and reversal, and that is what has happened here to start game number two. Back to serve it away. Granup looking for four in a row. She goes all the way to the right corner, takes it at Mestel. Connor with the up outside for Therenbaugh, who starts his second set. Blocked and punched over there by Scheel. Set middle, Sokolowski through the double block, but Lee's back middle there for the dig. Brand with the set. The attack taken across by Scheel. Dug out Mestel. Outside McKelvey. Tips it down and good. Flying to her right. Tipped it to her left. And McKelvey with her sixth kill. 4-3. So many times, if an underdog is going to pull an upset, somebody has to step up besides somebody that you would classify as the star, like Mestel and Sokolowski with all the kills so far. It's been McKelvey as Paige Herbert were slivered away. Now Brand tries to get it going, and she hit the line. Right in front of us, hitting the sport court white line, Katie Brand with her first kill of this set and her match-high seventh overall. Kearney Catholic won the opening set 25-15. Central Catholic leads the second set 5-3. In D1, Humphrey beat West Point Guardian Angels 25-17 in the opening set. Stars set Mestel. She drives it through the double block, and it is whistled dead. Mestel with her fourth kill. And sometimes the players can't hear the whistle for the crowd. Decent crowd on hand. The sides are all full. The ends have a few people back there as well at the Hartman Event Center. Studi jump serve. Handled by Sorehand. Good pass that time. Granup in the middle to Brand. Off the block. Good dig by Connor. Therenbaum tried to set it up for Anderson, but set it too short. And into the net it goes. Side out Crusaders. And Aisha Lee will serve it away. 2-point. Trying to make it a 3-point lead here for the Crusader libero. And Aisha floats it deep in the middle to Mestel. She'll get it to Connor. Set to the outside. Megan Anderson. Quick kill. Down the line. Off of Granup. Megan with her fourth kill, 6-5, GICC. Into the ball game to serve it away, Allie Prasoski, and Therenbaum will get a breather. Getting the start here in place of Conley in the second set, that's been kind of the same, and now they're going to move Prasoski after the whistle blew, and she hit the net, and it fell over for an ace. Boy, after the whistle blows, you got 5 seconds to serve it. You hate to rush over and serve it, but it worked that time for Allie Prasoski. And that is the first ace serve by either team in this match. And that's because it hit the net and fell over. This time down the line, it'll be picked up by Sorehand. Granup puts it back into play from the 10-foot line. It's rolled over by Brand. Prasoski the dig. Connor sets it outside for Mestel, who drove it into her own net. Point Crusaders. She was trying to drive it straight down and didn't quite get it over the tape. Now Brand will go back and serve it away for GICC. Deep serve to Prasovsky in the far right corner. Short set, Mestel. She'll tip it into the middle. Brand with the up. Granup with the set. Outside, Morovic. Near side kill. Sam Morovic, just her second kill of the match. 8-6 GICC. Earlier today, Class A, Omaha Burke swept Lincoln Northeast. Papillion La Vista South swept Omaha Marion. D2, Howells beat Brady in 5. Bertrand swept Stewart. We'll have the Bertrand-Howells match tomorrow at 11 here on Classic Hits. As the kill is registered by Sam Morovic. 9-6 now. Don't forget that the C1 final tomorrow will be on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. We will have that for you at 9 a.m. no matter who wins this. And Kearney Catholic has decided to call the timeout. So timeout on the floor. Your score, Kearney Catholic winning the first set 25-15. Central Catholic leading the second set 9-6. We'll be back with more high school volleyball brought to you in part by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. Your comfort is our business right after this.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
Welcome back to the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island, the second year that the state volleyball tournament has been held here in Grand Island. Last year, Central Catholic beat Kearney Catholic in the C1 final after beating SCOTUS in the semifinals. Now this year, Kearney Catholic GICC in the semifinals. Out of the Stars, timeout. Megan Anderson will get her fifth kill. One time, Anderson drives it down. 9-7 Crusaders. Stars won the opening set. Michaela Mestel now back to serve it away. Again, Kearney Catholic's only two losses this year to GICC, both in four sets. Serve across, Brand, high set, middle. It's going to be driven across towards us over the table and a kill. The first one of the match for Haley Benton. That's the one thing about having good seats here next to the floor. Every once in a while, that volleyball comes within a hair of taking off your headsets and everything else. Serve across there by Sam Morovic. Back set to Anderson, blocked up there by Sorhan. Kearney Catholic digs it out. They go to McKelvey, blocked again, dug out by Prasovsky. Slide Anderson right side. Great dig in the back row by Brand, but then nobody picked it up after that. Anderson will get the kill, her sixth. Side out Stars, and Anderson will go back to serve it away. Megan, the six-foot junior, quiet, solid third hitter on this team in kills. Just does her role, goes out about her business. Never gets overly emotional out there as Brand's attack is deep, trying to go back row and send it long, and the Stars pick up the point on serve, and Megan now has a chance to tie things up here. Down 10-9. Let's see if we can knot it up at 10 or if GICC can get the lead in the ball. Serve down the middle of Brand. Here's the set to the wide side. The attack is going to be out of bounds. Sorhan again off the antenna, and we are tied at 10. 10-10, game two. 25-15 Stars, game one. Winner will be back in the championship. Could be seven in a row for the Crusaders. Middle attack here, going to be taken off the back foot by Shield. Picked up Anderson. Back row attack for Michaela Mestel. Had to roll it over. Sorhan has it. Back set, Brand right side. The attack, Gratup. Prasovsky. Now they'll get it middle. Sokolowski off that double block. This is going to be four hits. And they do not blow it dead. Kearney Catholic will tip it over. Doesn't matter. Sokolowski put it down. They win the point anyway. Bailey Sokolowski with her sixth kill. And a four-point run here for the Stars. 11-10. Anderson tries to keep it going. Megan slaps the volleyball and now serves it across deep to Morovic. She gets it up. Brand rolls it into the middle and nobody's there for the Stars. Katie Brand with her eighth kill. 11-11, game two in this best-of-five C1 state semifinal. Back to serve it away now. Emma Benton, the freshman, comes in just to serve for Coach Zavala. And that one clips the net, picked up by McKelvey, who was kind of looking through her peripheral vision there. Back over on a free ball to the outside. Sorhan off of Connor. They're going to say, no, it was not blocked. It was into the net. Attack error by Sorhan. Point Kearney Catholic. 12-11. You're listening to the state volleyball tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island, and Minden, along with the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you at the Heartland Events Center. Connor, a football on the serve, it looks like. They call Shayla Connor stepping onto the service line. And the error will give it right back over to Grand Island Central Catholic. And back to serve it away will be Lucky Gradup as we start another rotation here. All knotted up midway through the second set. Low pass. It's going to be the first ace of the ball game for GICC. Gradup, who leads the team in ace serves, will get the first one of the afternoon for the Crusaders. And the Crusaders back on top 13-12. Serve down the left side to Sokolowski. Again, an overpass tipped over by the Crusaders. Stars do get it back to Mestel. Back row attack dug out by Morvik. Brand, jump set outside for Sorhan. Dig made Studi into the net and into the net on Kearney Catholic. Point Crusaders, 14-12. Gradup looking for three in a row. She's already got five in this match. Had three the last time she was back there to get them out to a 4-2 lead. This one deep and out of bounds. Mestel ducks out of the way and lets it sail long. Side out Kearney Catholic. Therenbaum back into the front row here for the Stars. Had to play against her old teammates at Norfolk Catholic yesterday in a sweep. And now it'll be Paige Herbert to serve it away. Trying to tie it up in game number two. Herbert walking after it. Slaps it down the middle to Brand. They want to set Katie. Tips it way into the back row. Stay at home, Studi. Set to the outside. Here's Mestel off the block. The dig is made by Sorhan. Brand with the set middle, and the attack is going to be wide for Benton. And Scheel was the one that took the swing, and it's out of bounds. 14-14. Herbert now will break the tie one way or the other. And Page's serve. Down the side, handled by the Crusaders, but it's above the net. Free ball, termination, Michaela Mestel. Her fifth kill, three in a row by Crusaders, answered by three in a row by the Stars. 15-14, Kearney Catholic, and they won the opening set. Serve down the middle, picked up by Katie Brand. Short set back to Brand, around the single block, and that's good for the kill. Katie Brand with kill number nine. Stars seem to like the strategy of only going the single block when Sokolowski's in there against Katie Brand. Kind of been a 50-50 deal so far. And back to serve it away will be Sorhan, but the jump serve goes into the net. A rare miss for Aaron Sorhan. And now Megan Anderson back into the front row for the Stars. And back to serve it away is going to be Studi. 16-15 Stars. And the jump serve right in the middle of Brand. Good pass. Set back to Katie in the middle, and she'll take it over the top of Anderson. Dig is overpassed by Connor, then set back over by Brand. McCann with the dig. Slide to Anderson. She's blocked. Couple of ping-pong ricochets. Stars do dump it back over with Mestel. Quick offense here from the Crusaders. Morvik partially blocked. Connor with the dig. Bomb passes it outside. It'll be put over by Mestel. And a quick swing by the Crusaders. Brand, and Brand is stuffed by Mestel. Michaela Mestel on a point that went back and forth, hardly ever being hit three times, and we've got a timeout on the floor by GICC. Each team has used one here in the second set. Kearney Catholic won the opening set 25-15, and they lead game two 17-15. You're listening to the state volleyball tournament on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9. Don't forget, later tonight, A and B state football semifinals. Adams Central hosting Elkhorn at Hastings College on 1230 AM KHAS. Also, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Out of the Central Catholic timeout, Studi with the jump serve pass near the net, and it'll be pushed across by the Crusaders. Connor sets outside Mestel. She's blocked, but it rolled out of bounds off the block of Scheel, and give kill number six to Michaela Mestel. And it's 18-15, Kearney Catholic. West Point Guardian Angels leading Humphrey 10-5 in game two of D1. Humphrey won the first set over there. Studi, another strong serve, looking for three in a row. Above the net, free ball. Mestel punches at it, but Lee has got that for the dig. Tipped across by Scheel, and she'll get the kill. Kelsey Scheel, her first kill. As that ball just kind of hung in no man's land there. And the Crusaders needed that point. They get it, 18-16. Stars with the lead and up a game here. Trying to finally slay their dragon. As Connor will set it. Messel in the middle. It's so close to the net. Blocked there by Benton and taken back over to the Crusaders. Dumped over Brand, and she knew it. Katie got it down and good. Her 10th. 18-17. Now a chance for the Crusaders to tie it. Lee, who had 9 points on serve yesterday, gets her first one of the match this afternoon right there. And the serve floats across to Messel. Connor sets it outside for Anderson. She can only punch it over. Craddup above the net, gets it to Brand. Brand drives it home. 11 kills for Katie Brand. 18-18. Both teams one timeout. The Stars changing things up here a little defensively as Coach Connor sends a signal in. And now the down official talking to the Grand Island Central Catholic bench about something. They did that earlier. They talked to the Kearney Catholic bench about, I think it's where they need to stay. Don't get on the court during play. Both teams have been warned about this. That's kind of killing the momentum here for both teams, but they did it to both teams. I don't know if that's a bench warning or what it is. I've really never seen that before. And now the down official is talking to Coach Chris Connor here. It's 18-18, game two. Grand Island Central Catholic with the serve. Kearney Catholic won the opening set, 25-15. And it's been a battle back and forth here in game two. And now our floor official is satisfied for the moment. The serve ties up McCann in the back row. A late whistle for a lift. It's going to be an ace serve. 19-18. Lee has taken the lead back here for the Crusaders. And Kearney Catholic will call their final timeout. Kearney Catholic won the first set, but Grand Island Central Catholic now four in a row to take a 19-18 lead in game two here on Classic Hits.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda back here at the Heartland Events Center. Coverage of our state volleyball tournament presented in part by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. Your comfort is our business at Midwest Heating and Air. In other volleyball action earlier today, in D2, Bertrand and Howells advanced to the finals, and in A, Omaha Burke and Papillion La Vista South advanced on. Kearney Catholic up one game to none, and Grand Island Central Catholic has just taken the lead in game two, 19-18, and Aisha Lee still serving. Here's Connor setting to the outside. Megan Anderson drove it into the tape. It pops up for Gratup. Crusaders get it outside. It's blocked, but out of bounds. Point, Grand Island Central Catholic. Fourth kill for Sam Moravec, and this is the first real run that Grand Island Central Catholic has went on in the match. They usually do it every set of every match, and now Conley comes in for Theron Baum just to try and slow it down a little bit. Five in a row for the Crusaders. 20-18. Serve down the line at McCann. Connor sets middle. Mestel from off the net over the triple block. Lee picks it up. Set outside Moravec again. Blocked up front by Anderson. Dug out by the Crusaders. They pass it across, but it's a free ball here. Studi, Connor, slide Anderson. Drives it across, and it is a termination. No, Brand ran into the scorer's table. Got it back across. Connor sets outside. Mestel, this time it's down. Katie Brand reached over the scorer's table to get it back onto the court, and the Crusaders were able to get it over the first time, but obviously they were out of system, and the Stars hammered it home. 20-19, Crusaders still by one. Krasoski now to serve it away. Into the net it goes. Side out. GICC. Katie Brand's turn to serve it up. Humphrey now leads Guardian Angels 19-17 to the second set. after they won the first set. Brand goes kind of short to the opposite side. Przoski has it. Set up for Anderson, who hammers it home. Megan got way up on that one. 21-20. They might want to check that on video. Megan might have stepped on a trampoline there as they give it back over to Mestel. And Mestel's serve over for Michaela, picked up by Gradup, set back to Lucky. She'll hit it deep, and we are tied at 21. Crucial stretch here. Can the Crusaders get into it, even it up, or can Kearney Catholic for the first time take a 2-0 lead over their arch rival in Central Catholic? Mestel serves it across, tied at 21. Brand sets middle, the attack down and good by Haley Benton. Nothing fancy there. They just went to a different player, and Haley Benton gives the Crusaders the side out, 22-21. And back to serve it away should be Sam Moravec. Across it comes. Star set high. It's overset. Couple of tips. It's on Kearney Catholic side. Studi takes it over. Here comes Brand with a set middle. Benton blocked up front by Anderson. Brand with the dig. So they'll have to set it outside for Sorhan. Overpassed by the Stars. Redirected Connor. And it's flipped back over by GICC. I believe Katie Brand, who else, was the one that kept that up. 23-21. Moravec to serve. Kearney Catholic has used both their timeouts. Moravec trying to get it to game point. Connor sets middle. Anderson off the double block. Down and good. Point Kearney Catholic. Anderson with her eighth kill. 23-22. Anderson to serve. Chance to tie it up or get it to game point for the Crusaders. Megan had three in a row earlier this game. Floats it safely down the middle to Brand. They set it outside. Sorhan off the double block. Down and good. It is game point. Grand Island Central Catholic. Sorhan with her fifth kill. 24-22 Crusaders. They were down 18-15. They're on a 9-4 run. And Emma Benton, the freshman, comes in to serve. Takes it at Przoski. Connor gets it up for Sokolowski. She rolled it into the double block back on the star side. Studi. They won't even get a swing. They'll dump it into the net. And Grand Island Central Catholic will win game number two, 25-22. After we are tied at 21, the Crusaders score four of the last 5 points, and we are even at a game apiece. We'll be back to take a look at the numbers from the state volleyball tournament after this on Classic Hits 98.9.
It's hard to believe, but football and volleyball season are beginning to wind down. And Misco Sports, on the break to the downtown Kearney Center, wants to get you ready for the postseason by closing out all of their football and volleyball apparel and equipment, now 30% off. Misco's also has Cutter's football gloves, 35% off. And don't forget this month, a great deal on shoes, sandals, basketball shoes, whatever you could put on your feet, up to 50% off. And don't forget the football and volleyball closeout, 30% off all apparel and equipment now at Misco's.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and it's the same with business. Tom Dinsdale Automotive works hard to earn your trust, your business, and your recommendations to others. Proud to support all of our area athletes, congratulations from Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island. At the corner of Stolle and Webb in Grand Island, and you can browse their inventory 24/7 online at dinsdaleauto.com.
Let's take a look at the numbers I had in game two of this C1 semifinal. First off, for Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel, a service point, an ace block, and four kills. Haley McKelvey, two kills. Morgan Studi, two service points. Shayla Connor, two service points. Bailey Sokolowski, one kill. Megan Anderson, three service points, five kills. Paige Herbert, two service points. And Allie Przoski, an ace serve. 12 kills, one ace block, one ace serve for Kearney Catholic. For Grand Island Central Catholic, Katie Brand, two service points and six kills. Sam Moravec, a service point, three kills. Aaron Sorhan, three kills. Haley Benton, two kills. Kelsey Scheel, a kill. Lucky Gradup, five service points. One of them was an ace. Emma Benton, a service point. And Aisha Lee, four service points. One was an ace. 15 kills, no ace blocks, two ace serves. Grand Island Central Catholic rallies to take game two, 25-22, and even this C1 semifinal at a set apiece. We'll head to game three right after this timeout on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, Doug Duda with you here at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island for Day 2 of the State High School Volleyball Tournament. So glad you've chosen Classic Hits 98.9 to follow the tournament. Coming up next, Minden and Columbus SCOTUS, scheduled for a 4 o'clock start, but this is guaranteed to go four sets now that we're even at a game apiece, and Grand Island Central Catholic will serve to start Game 3. Lucky Gradup takes it at Studi. Slides Sokolowski. That was the same play they ran to start the first game, but this time it's blocked. And the return for a kill, Aaron Sorhan. Sorhan with her sixth kill. And GICC scores the first point here of game number three. Gradup serves it away. Short serve picked up by Mestel. Goes to the right side. Sokolowski dumps it across. That'll work. Bailey with her seventh kill. And it is 1-1. Kearney Catholic is led by Anderson with eight kills. Sokolowski and Messel each have seven. Brand has 12 for GICC. Shayla Connor, short serve, takes it at Brand. They set it back to Katie. She's blocked up there by Conley. Returns it over, and the Stars unable to pick it up. Katie Brand continues to do the good things for Central Catholic, a one-gal wrecking crew. And don't overemphasize that, but this is a totally different team without her. Sorhan hits the net, falls over. No, they don't say an ace. They're going to say it's still alive. They say the Stars got a hand under it. Brand dumps it over. This would be a big momentum switcher in the middle. Sokolowski puts it down. Kearney Catholic will get the point on what the Crusaders thought was an ace serve. Side out and into serve it will be Paige Herbert. 2-2, game three, even at a game apiece. Herbert goes through the same routine before she serves every volleyball in the back corner to Aisha Lee. Pass up to Gradup, tipped across there by Morvik. Quick return, down and good by Sokolowski. Bailey pulled a Katie Brand move right there. It was just tipped over, and Sokolowski anticipated it and just hammered it right back where it came from. And the Stars up 3-2. Herbert serve. Tries to go deep again. Brand backpedals to make the play. Set it to Katie, left side, and she'll drive it into Sokolowski's block. Bailey Sokolowski might have got a fingertip on it, a lot of net, and it is 4-2 Stars. Herbert now tries for three in a row here. And to serve, a lot of topspin to Brand in the middle. Pass Gradup goes to the outside, Morvik. She'll drive it through the double block for the kill. Sam Morvik, her fifth kill, 4-3, Kearney Catholic. Back to serve it away, Aisha Lee. Lee standing at that back line, ready to serve it away. And the float across to McCann, pushed across there by Sokolowski. Opportunity here in the middle for Benton. She'll take it off the tip. McCann with the dig. Connor runs it down, tries to just set it up, and the Stars dump it into the net. Kearney Catholic error, 4-4. It looks so easy sometimes, but obviously when you're expecting to hammer it, you have to adjust your arm swing and leave it in the net that time. 4-4. Lee's serve. Not handled well in the back row by the Stars. They do get it up to Mestel. Got a decent swing on it. Brand will set it outside. Here's Morvik. It's blocked out of bounds. It'll be Grand Island Central Catholic ball. Sam Morvik with her sixth kill. So the Stars got three in a row. Now the Crusaders have three in a row. In D1, Humphrey comes back and takes West Point Guardian Angels 25-19. So they're 2-0, Humphrey with the lead in D1. Connor backs at Sokolowski. Stop, Morvik. Sam Morvik, the first ace block of the match for Grand Island Central Catholic. And it is 6-4, Crusaders. And Lee just keeps on serving it back here from the right corner. Really doesn't even take a step. Tosses it, fires it to McCann. Set outside for Mestel. She'll drive it over. The dig is made by Sorhan. Brand sets it wide side. Morvik off the tip. Studi with the dig. Connor in the back has to set it up to Mestel. She'll drive it off the block of Katie Brand. Michaela with her eighth kill. And Kearney Catholic will break the 4-0 run there of the Crusaders. 6-5 GICC. And Studi will take that jump serve to the back line here. And the jump serve Didn't do much. Spun right to the middle of Brand. They'll set it outside for Moravec, and it's dug out there by Studi. Great dig, and Mestel will have to roll it across. Here comes Central Catholic. Brand, there's that power tip. She saw it again. She comes to the middle. She sees that nobody's back over her shoulder, and she just throws it behind her for kill number 14. Unlike what many girls can do, and she at 6'1", 6'2", is so good at it. And now Brand back to serve. Outside attack. Anderson takes it off the tip for the kill. Number 9 for Megan Anderson. So right back over to Kearney Catholic. 7-6 GICC. Third set. We're even at a game apiece. Kearney Catholic took the opener 25-15. Central Catholic rallied to win game 2, 25-22. Prasoski to serve. Takes it down the left side. It's overpassed, and Anderson will tip it down. 10th kill for Megan Anderson. It comes off the strong serve of Allie Prasoski. 7-7 here in the first third of the third set. Prasoski takes her time again in that far right corner and floats it into the left wing to Granup. Right side taking the swing is going to be Moravec, and she drove it into the net. Attack error, Crusaders. And the Stars will take the lead back at 8-7. Don't forget, at the end of the match, whenever that occurs, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats and coaches' interviews, followed by Minden Columbus SCOTUS. Here's Brand, middle attack. Benton drives it off the head of McCann, and off the floor it goes. Haley Benton with her third kill. They don't go to her very often, but when they do, it catches the Stars off guard. Sign out now for Sam Moravec to show up for GICC here in their hometown. As Connor, short set middle, Mestel with the quick, hits the line on the right wing. Michaela Mestel off the quick, gets her ninth kill, 9-8 Kearney Catholic. Mestel back to serve, McCann out, McKelvey into the front row for Kearney Catholic. And Mestel, with that running start, fires it right at Brand, back middle. Here is Gradup setting outside, Sorehand with a big swing, and down and good it is. Aaron Sorehand knocked the defender off their feet. And that'll be the seventh kill for Aaron. Crucial game three, even at a set apiece. Benton back to serve it away. Floats it down the middle to Prasoski. Here's Connor to the outside. McKelvey, she'll terminate. She's found a little seam, likes to go down that line. The Crusaders not securing it quite as well as they usually do. And McKelvey with her seventh kill, first of this game. And Megan Anderson will now serve it away for the Stars at 10-9. She'll go left side. Here is Gradup setting to the outside. Good swing by Sorehand, and it's off the court. Stars run it down Connor. Tipped across Sokolowski. Quick here for Brand. She goes in the middle, and it's terminated by Scheel. Just the second kill for Kelsey Scheel, but it is 10-10. All started with a big swing by Sorehand. And now Lucky Gradup back to serve it away, and we're back in that number one rotation for the Crusaders. As Gradup flings it over to Studi, goes at her every time. Dumped across by Connor, the center, but they're ready for the Crusaders. Set outside, Sorehand blocked up front, Sokolowski. Brand sets again, Sorehand. This time there's only one blocker, but Mestel digs it out in the back row. McKelvey from the middle, off the tip, down and good. Fired out, Kearney Catholic as we rotate every serve now. 11-10. And Shayla Connor set to serve it away here for the Stars. Conley returns to the lineup here. And Prasoski will check out. The serve across to Sorehand. Gradup sets middle. Here comes Brand over the double block, down and good. Number 15 for Katie Brand. 11-11 game three. Even at a set apiece. Here the C1 semifinals at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. In D1, Humphrey up 2-0 over West Point Guardian Angels, and 12-4 in the third. And Sorehand gets too much of this one and hits it deep on the serve. Right back over to Kearney Catholic. Somebody trying to find a way to score on serve here. We've had 6 points, 2-4, 6-8 points with nobody able to score on their serve. Paige Herbert will fire it across. Brand to Granite, back to Brand in the middle, around the single block. Dig almost up at the rafters off of Connor. Can they slap it over? No, they can't. Mestel tried to punch it over instead of pass it over and didn't get it over. And now Aisha Lee, who gave GICC a four-point run to give them a lead earlier in this set, is back there to serve it away. 12-12. Lee Safe serve into the back corner to McCann. Connor, one hand set. It's punched over by Conley. Quickly returned by the Crusaders, and the Stars can't do anything with it. Give the kill to Grand Island Central Catholic. It was either Benton or Brand. And back to action here. Mestel, we know who got that one. Her 10th. 13-13. Michaela Mestel with the kill. And Lee will check out of the ball game. And back to serve it away, Morgan Studi. Back and forth we go in the third set. Let's see who gets on the next run. Studi's jump serve is going to be out of bounds. She keeps trying to hit the line on the boundary on the left side, and she's flirting with disaster, and unfortunately for Morgan, she's missed more than she's hit. So back over to Brand to serve here for the Crusaders. Set outside Anderson, but it's off her back foot and hit out of bounds. 15-13, GICC taking advantage of some Kearney Catholic errors. And Brand to serve it away. And GICC, not one of those schools that have to worry about errors. They don't need points given to them. They earn them. And Brand, with a rare miss serve, gives it back over to Kearney Catholic. 15-14, GICC in the third. Allie Prasoski to serve it away. We're even at a set apiece. And Prasoski serves it over to Grata. Brand, short set middle for Shield. She'll tip it across. Handle here by the Stars. Outside, Mestel block. Ace block up front by Haley Benton. 16-14, GICC. And back to serve it away, Sam Moravec. After dropping the first set, the Crusaders have swung the momentum in their favor. Deep serve. Nobody can handle it. It's an ace. 17-14, and I expect to see a timeout here by Kearney Catholic off that ace serve from Moravec. Chris Connor waits till the final moment and does take the timeout. We're even at a set apiece, but Central Catholic has scored four of the last five to take a 17-14 lead over Kearney Catholic here in set three. We'll be right back.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as we welcome you back to the State Volleyball Tournament brought to you in part by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. Your comfort is our business. C1 semifinals. Grand Island Central Catholic trying to make their seventh consecutive state final. They've been in the state final every year since 2005. Winning it three times, runner-up three times. Last year they beat Kearney Catholic in the finals. The Stars trying to make it back to the championship and beat Grand Island Central Catholic for the first time ever. And Sam Moravec now to serve it away. It's 17-14, Crusaders in the third. Here's the set for Mestel. She drives it through the double block, hung in the air a little while. Central Catholic also got their block up there maybe a little too quick, and Mestel gets her team-high 11th kill. But the Stars have not scored a point on their serve since they went from 7-8, and Mestel to serve it. Takes it to Moravec, close to the net. They set it up and tipped over that time by Benton in the back row. The set is made. Now McKelvey able to terminate. Haley McKelvey continues to chip in. McKelvey for the Stars, and then you get Benton over there doing something every once in a while for Central Catholic, and it is 17-16. Mestel on the serve. Chance to tie it up here in the third set. Didn't get a lot on that one to Brand. Here's Gratup setting outside. Sorehand near side. She continues to put it away. Sorehand has warmed up here for the Crusaders. That is her eighth kill. She can pick the line. She can pick the angle. Equally efficient at each. Emma Benton now to serve it away. Crusaders Benton gets it into the back row to Mestel. Connor tries to slide it to Anderson, but they run into each other, and then the ball hits the net and falls over. So not pretty, but a point for the Stars. And the 11th kill for Megan Anderson. Nip and tuck back and forth all through game two and three. Now Megan Anderson to serve it for the Stars. Anderson served, just clipped the net and came over to Brand. Gradup sets it outside. It's Sorhan again off the tip. It'll be picked up by the Stars this time after he passed across by Prasoski. Morvik goes back to get it. Brand sets it outside. Sorhan again drove it into the net. Attack error, Crusaders, and we are tied at 18 here in the third set. So here we go again. We were tied at 21 in set two, and the Crusaders scored four of the last five. Now we're tied at 18 in set three. Anderson fires it over. Brand takes the dig. Outside Sorhan this time over the double block, down and good. Didn't worry about the net getting in the way. Sorhan's termination will be her ninth, fourth here in game three. Lucky Gradup now to serve it away. That means Brand's back in the front row. And the serve just got across to Studi. Here's the set middle. Sokolowski, there's no block there. Overpass Lee, and it goes out of bounds. Sokolowski with her first kill in a little bit. That'll be her 10th overall. 19-19. And Connor to serve here for Kearney Catholic. Trying to give the Stars the lead. Takes it to the 10-foot line to Brand. They set it to Katie. Oh, the short set, and she flicked it across. The set was not what they were looking for, and she's able to just sweep it across for her 17th kill. 2019 Crusaders. And Sorhan with the jump serve, mini jump serve, but has a lot of power to Mestel. Connor has to run it down. Sokolowski drives it at Lee. The up made by the Crusaders. Outside they go. It's blocked. Morvik's attack. Now Brand just dunks it down. In the net, though, called on Brand. In the net, called on Katie Brand. She knew it, too. They just didn't hear the whistle. And Kearney Catholic will get the point. Brand just followed through a little too much. And a break for the Stars. Paige Herbert now in to serve it away. 20-20 in the third. And the serve comes across to Brand again. They're going to keep setting Katie in the middle. Off the tip from Sokolowski. One arm up by Studi. Connor gets it to Sokolowski. It's blocked by the Crusaders. They got to work to get it back. They'll tip it into the net. Point, Kearney Catholic. And the Stars take the lead back. And Coach Sharon Zavala will use her first timeout here in the third set. Kearney Catholic 21, Grand Island Central Catholic 20. We're even at a set apiece, and we're in the third right here on Classic Hits, your home for high school sports.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Kearney Catholic taking the lead in this set for the first time since they were up 12-11. They now lead it 21-20. And timeout by Grand Island Central Catholic. Paige Herbert will serve it away again here for the Stars. Even at a set apiece, with a trip to the state finals on the line tomorrow at 9 a.m. It's too bad that it's at 9 a.m., but you can say that for every competitive class. Class A went through pretty easy this morning. They played at 9 and 11. They should be playing the 9 a.m. match, but that would be asking too much. So back to serve now for Kearney Catholic will be Paige Herbert as we're ready for action here. Almost identical to where we were last set. Herbert serves it over to Brand. Gradup sets Brand again. This time she'll go up and drive it home, and we are tied at 21. Okay, we were tied at 21 in the third set, and the Crusader, or in the second set, and the Crusaders scored four of the final 5 points. And Aisha Lee is back there trying to do it again for GICC. 21-all, third set. A set that's had 14 ties. And the serve by Lee just out of bounds. Stars made a decision to let it go. And it is just deep. And that is the second service, third service error of this set for the Crusaders. 22-21 Stars. Megan Anderson, no, Morgan Studi back to serve it away. Studi still goes with that jump serve. This one is into Sorhan. Gradup sets in the middle for Brand. Brand will drive it wide and out of bounds. So maybe there are some nerves on the Crusaders sideline. 23-21, and we'll get our final timeout here by Grand Island Central Catholic. So a couple of errors helping Kearney Catholic out here in set three. 23-21, Kearney Catholic. In the third, we're even at a set apiece. You're listening to the State High School Volleyball Tournament from the Heartland Events Center on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings.
At athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Ready. We're back here at the State High School Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web, FlatRiverPreps.com. Third set, 23-21. Kearney Catholic with the lead, and ready to serve it away is Morgan Studi. Here comes the jump serve. This one picked up by Sorahan, well in. Craddock sets middle. Here comes Brand. Drives it across. Dig is made there by Connor. Set to the outside, but it's way wide, so it has to be tipped across by Mestel. Chance for the Crusaders. They go middle, and it's going to be driven across once. Free ball. Brand puts it away. It was set up by Benton. Overpass to Brand. Brand hammered it home. 23-22 Stars, and Brand back to serve it away here for GICC. Trying to tie it up in the home stretch. Floats it across there to McCann. Set middle. Messel off the net. It took enough off of it that it dropped in front of the back line or the back row. Brand couldn't get to it. She was set up right, but when it hit the net, it dropped in front of her. Kill number 12 for Messel. It is game point, Kearney Catholic, at 24-22. Prasoski now to serve it away. Game point Stars. Takes it at ground up. Up in the middle for Moravec. She has to tip it over, and that's going to work. Sam Moravec didn't have any option but to tip it. The Stars not able to adjust, and down to the floor it goes. And now Moravec back to serve it away. It's still game point for Kearney Catholic here in the third set. And the Crusaders to serve. And down into the corner it goes to Prasoski. Connor at the net, sets middle for Mestel. Termination, and the Stars win game three. Michaela Mestel with her 13th kill. The Stars 25, the Crusaders 23. And we'll be back with the numbers right after this on Classic Hits.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punch, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Welcome back to the Heartland Events Center. Let's take a look now at the numbers in the third set. Pretty good for both teams. Grand Island Central Catholic, Katie Brand had a service point and seven kills. Sam Moravec had an ace serve, an ace block, and three kills. Aaron Sorhan had four kills. Haley Benton had an ace block and a kill. Kelsey Scheel had a kill. Aisha Lee had four service points, 16 kills, two ace blocks, one ace serve for Grand Island Central Catholic. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel had a service point and six kills. Haley McKelvey, three kills. Morgan Studi, one service point. Bailey Sokolowski, an ace block, four kills. Megan Anderson had a service point and three kills in the match. Paige Herbert had three service points, and Allie Prasoski, two service points. 15 kills, one ace block, and no ace serves. Kearney Catholic takes game three, 25-23. They're up two games to one over Grand Island Central Catholic. We'll go to a fourth set right after this timeout.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended. recommended. Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are.
Thanks for being with us this afternoon on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you from the Heartland Events Center, where Shayla Connor gets ready to serve it away for Kearney Catholic to start Game 4, up 2-1. And the serve into the back row to Moravec. Set outside for Sorhan. Her first swing is tipped and up to the back row by Mestel. Short set for Sokolowski. Didn't get much on it. Brand will go back set to Gradup with a rare swing. The dig is made by Mestel. Here's Conley, equally a rare swing, and Ellie gets the kill. That's her first kill of the match on maybe her second swing of the match. She played well yesterday as well. And Conley will give Kearney Catholic the 1-0 lead. Connor on the serve, and that is a very short one that Brand had to extend for. Tipped across by Sorhan, and she'll put it down and good. Aaron Sorhan with her 10th kill. You have to feel as the underdog, Kearney Catholic needed to win that third set. And equally, you have to figure that Grand Island Central Catholic definitely has a chance here to come back in the fourth set. Mentally, they're so strong, as Conley will return it over to Aisha Lee off the serve from the Crusaders. Here's a roll across by Sorhan. Mestel gets it to Connor. Slides Sokolowski. Termination, Bailey Sokolowski. 2-1 Kearney Catholic. Overall, Kearney Catholic, 13 kills for Michaela Mestel, 11 each for Bailey Sokolowski and Megan Anderson, 9 for Haley McKelvey. For GICC, I've got Katie Brand with 19, 10 for Sorhan, 7 for Moravec. And now Paige Herbert to serve it away here. Back middle it goes to Brand. They're going more to Brand. She'll attack it. Connor's keeping it up somehow. Has to be passed across. Free ball to the Crusaders. So Brand will slide it right side. The attack off the net. Falls over for the kill for Kelsey Shield. Her third. 2-2. And Humphrey has swept West Point Guardian Angels 25-17, 19-18. Humphrey into the D1 final against either Exeter Milligan or Bruning Davenport Shickley. Here's the slide. Sokolowski hit it into her own net. No, they say it was tip. Ball still alive. It doesn't matter. Dumped down by Brand. Katie Brand with her 20th kill. You could hear the Crusader fans wanting the whistle, but in the end, it didn't matter. Sorhan with the service point. That's only her second of the match. Usually she is the one that can go on a heck of a run, and here it hits the tape and just trickles over for an ace serve. So Sorhan will get the ace. Very few aces in this match. 4 for the Crusaders, only 1 for the Stars. 4-2 Crusaders. This one is over to Studi. Here's a slide. Back set, actually. And this time it's hammered home by Sokolowski, her 12th kill. Whenever the match is over, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats, coaches, interviews, and more. And then we'll get you into the Minden-Columbus-SCOTUS match, which follows here, the second semifinal in C1. Scheduled for a 4 o'clock start. Studio with the jump serve for the Stars, and that one is deep. Service there for Kearney Catholic, and it is 5-3. Aisha Lee back to serve it away. And it's going to be overpassed once. Right back over to the Crusaders. Set to the outside. Here's the attack, Moravec. Studi with another good dig. She has been picking it up in the back row. The attack by Mestel is going to be blocked. They thought out of bounds. Kearney Catholic celebrated, but they say no, it was into the net, and they'll give the point to Grand Island Central Catholic. It was close. It was on the other side of the net. And it probably was the right call, but didn't get a very good view of it. As the middle attack, Mestel, that's no worry. Mestel took out her frustration on that one and gets kill number 14. 6-4 GICC. Kearney Catholic is up 2-1, 25-15. Central Catholic second set, 25-22. Kearney Catholic third set, 25-23. And into Sir Valley Prusoski. Floats it across here for Katie Brand. Brand, middle attack, it's going to be wide and out of bounds. Brand's actually missed two or three here in the last few swings, which is very unlike her, as Prusoski will serve it away again. And Allie floats it across, picked up Sorhan. They go in the middle. The attack, Brand, is dug out, but not well enough. Katie Brand with the kill. 21 for Katie Brand. 7-5, GICC, 30-3 on the year. They lost twice to SCOTUS, once to Elkhorn South. Stars, 29-2, both losses to these Crusaders. Mestel is blocked up front. Moravec stays on the Stars sideline. Rolled across there by Mestel. Here's Brand, short set in the middle. The attack taken over Benton. Overpassed again by the Stars. Another free ball. This time they'll set outside for Moravec. Pass back again. Good enough that it stays in bounds for the fourth time. It'll be overpassed, overset by Brand, blocked by Anderson, but it's dug out. Long rally going here. Here's the slide, Anderson, right side. She missed the corner. Out of bounds. Point Crusaders. 8-5 GICC on a long, long rally. Fourth service point of the match for Katie Brand. Brand, very short serve. Connor actually picks it up about 2 feet over the net. Set middle, dumped across by Mestel. Dug out Brand, outside Moravec, rolls it off the net. Studi full extension, back row dig. Outside Mestel, cross-court attack. Picked up by the Crusaders. Good job of keeping it out of the net by Brand. And then Moravec puts it down, and it's 9-5 GICC. And Coach Chris Connor, just like in Game 2, may be forced to call an early timeout here. She'll wait one more serve. Brand floats it across. Good one. It's picked up by Prasovsky. At the 10-foot line, Anderson is off her back foot and sends it way long. And now a timeout by Kearney Catholic. So GICC, as they always do, they come back. We're in the fourth set. Central Catholic 10, Kearney Catholic 5. The Stars are up 2-1. We'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Grand Island Central Catholic, Kearney Catholic battling into this fourth set. Stars forced to call the timeout here, trailing by a score of 10-5. And GICC trailing in the match 2-1. Don't forget, more volleyball still to come. Keep it here. Minden SCOTUS. As Brand serves it across, stays in the back row for the Stars. All of a sudden, they're having trouble passing it with their defensive specialist in the back row. Short set from Brand. Joust at the net, and Anderson's going to be called for a double hit. They say that she hit it twice in a row and that Haley Benton didn't get a hand on it during that run. Five in a row here for GICC, and the serve hit the top of the net. Stars have to hustle after it. They do get a swing with Anderson. Takes it right at Scheel. Set right side for Granup. Blocked by Mestel. Ace blocked by Michaela Mestel. That'll be her third. Her and Sokolowski have three blocks each. That's all six of them for this volleyball squad. And that breaks the 5-0 run for the Crusaders. Mestel puts a little more on that jump serve up in the middle, and Moravec is on the line. Sam Moravec paints the line, makes it 12-6. That is her ninth kill. It just caught the tape. And back to serve it, Moravec. Takes it at Studi, set to the right side, Anderson, off the tip, it's up to the back row by Scheel, set middle for Benton, tips it, Anderson only got a hand on it, swing McKelvey, and somebody was in the net, there's no whistle, and it's going to be a kill for Grand Island Central Catholic. Now they do call in the net. They called it on Kearney Catholic. Wouldn't have mattered, Central Catholic got the point anyway. I think we'll call that an error before Benton put it down, and back over for Moravec. Sam serves it across. The Crusaders are on a roll right now, and Mestel missed in the corner, and it is 14-6 GICC. This is the biggest lead by GICC of the entire afternoon. Kearney Catholic won the first set 25-15, so that was their lead. Right side attack, Anderson. That time it's down and good. And Grand Island Central Catholic in complete control of this fourth set. 14-7. Stars are up 2-1, but it looks like we could be headed to a fifth and deciding set between these two powers. Megan Anderson with the serve. Flies it over on the angle. It's passed half the floor, run down by Gradup and punched across. Stars are not doing anything with the free ball right now, and Central Catholic is definitely making him pay. Sorhan takes it over. Anderson with the dig. It's a jump slide over to Sokolowski. Gradup again has to run it down in the back row. Brand still takes a swing at it, not much on it. Slides Sokolowski right side. Tries to go middle and does. Bailey Sokolowski, who got off to such a hot start, gets her 13th kill. And the Stars pick up a point on serve. Anderson has had a pretty good afternoon from that service line. No long runs, but picking up a point or two here and there. 14-8, and as we say that, her first missed serve of the afternoon. And now Studi comes back into the back row. 15-8, the freshman Emma Benton back in to serve now for Grand Island Central Catholic. Stars come way off that back line. They're 6 feet behind them. And they take it at Mestel, set it up for Sokolowski. Her tip across is picked up, and the attack is going to be driven across by Sorhan. Dig Studi, set outside for McKelvey. It's wide, and she misses. That was the set that time. McKelvey hit it wide, staying aggressive, but missing on the attack. 16-8, and the serve by Benton. Stars handle. Here's the set in the middle for Sokolowski. She'll drive it into the wing to Strand, who goes down low to pick it up. Brand got it back up there. Now here's a set close to the net, and it's going to be tipped over by Sokolowski. Point Kearney Catholic. Everybody was so close to the net, they were trying to stay out of the net, and nobody was really sure who won the point, but it is the fourth kill of the game for Sokolowski. Side out here for Kearney Catholic, and Shayla Connor to serve it away. 16-9 Crusaders. First, we've got a sub. And now they blow the whistle, and Connor will serve it away. Brand handling most of everything. They get it to Sorhan. She mishit it. An attack error into the net. Side out. 16-10, your score. But Kearney Catholic has a long way to come back. This is kind of a catch-22. Yeah, you want to win in four, but you don't want to use all your energy and then lose by 2 points. Central Catholic would like to roll into the fifth set. Tip across there by Scheel. Stars have it in the front row, but can't get a good swing on it. Punched across by the Crusaders. Sets to the outside, Sorhan. This fourth set by far has been the least crisp for both teams, but Sokolowski will finish the point and smiles as if to say, how did that happen? 15th kill for Sokolowski, 3 in a row for the Stars, 16-11. And Connor's serve into the back. Brand steps in front of Lee to make the play. Set wide to the outside. Sorhan off the net, drives it through the double block and picks up her 11th kill. 17-11, GICC. And it's lucky Gradup's turn to serve it away. Back in our number one service rotation for the Crusaders. Takes it at Sokolowski. Sets it right side for McKelvey. She's blocked. Single block up front by Sorhan. 18-11, GICC. Lucky Gradup had a big run from the service line when they won game two. She gets one here, and they're going to win game four. Strong serve at Studi, stays in the back row. Mestel, standing spike, rolls it into the middle. Picked up there by Morvik. Brand sets to the outside. Sorhan again through the block. Aaron Sorhan. And right now, Central Catholic's in a rotation they like. Timeout, Kearney Catholic, but we're going to be headed to a fifth set. It's 19-11, Central Catholic here in the fourth. The Stars are up 2-1, and we'll be back after this.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Well, as we said at the start of the fourth set, you had to believe the underdog Stars needed to win game three because the Crusaders are probably much more capable of bouncing back from behind, and they have done it in a big way, 19-11 here in the fourth set, and they have the serve with Lucky Gradup. And again, if we go five, that will mean that Minden match most likely will start a little after four. And we come out of the timeout, second one that Kearney Catholic has used, and Gradup will serve it away. at Studi. I think every serve she has put across has been at Studi. Sokolowski in the middle off the tip. The dig is made. Moravec be returned over the net by the Crusaders. Free ball, though, for the Stars. McKelvey gets up. It's going to be blocked out of bounds by Brand. And a kill for Haley McKelvey. She's got double-digit kills with 10. Side out for the Stars, and Paige Herbert will come in. The Stars, their longest run has not been more than 4 or 5 points in this match, so it's going to be asking a lot to come back here in this set as they take it in the middle to Brand, staying safe. Now Katie comes up one-on-one, termination, number 22 for Katie Brand. 20-12. When in trouble like they were here in the fourth set, you go to your Division I product, and Brand has not disappointed. Aaron Sorhan now to serve. Cross to McCann. Again, the pass is off the mark, off the back foot. It's taken across there by Sokolowski. Here's the set to the outside, and it'll be blocked, but on the wrong side of the net. It'll be blocked on the right side of the net for Central Catholic. Sam Moravec, her 10th kill, 21-12. And Sorhan, jump serve way deep, mishit that one. Side out here for Kearney Catholic. Now Studi's back there with the jump serve. The Stars have one ace serve in the entire match. Not many more for Grand Island Central Catholic. I have them for 4. Studi with the jump serve. And she'll send it deep and out of bounds. Back over to GICC. Aisha Lee to serve. Aisha, back right corner. And she clips the net, but it comes over. Connor with the set to the outside. Anderson, the block's late getting there, and Anderson will get the kill. Number 13 for Megan Anderson. Side out, Kearney Catholic. Prasoski back into serve it away here for the Stars. The 5-4 freshman stands in the middle of the floor. Hard to believe some of these kids out here are freshmen and sophomores. It's an ace. Krasowski, the only star with an ace serve, and that is her second right there. That'll make it 22-15. Krasowski will stay in the same area of the service line to fire again. This one a little deeper, but closer to the sideline. Picked up by Moravec, set up in the middle, tipped across there by Brand. Ready for it is Mestel. They'll set back to Michaela in the middle. Miss hit into the net. Attack error, point Crusaders. They're two away from forcing a fifth set. And Katie Brand will serve it away. 23-15. Brand serve. Over to Mestel. Connor sets to the outside. Megan Anderson off the tip. Brand scoots along the floor to keep it in play. And Central Catholic does pass it over. Free ball here for the Stars. Set to the outside. Mestel. Her attack is again dug up. And a joust at the net. It is won by Megan Anderson. And it'll be Kearney Catholic point. Katie Brand was calling for a reach over while the ball was still in play but didn't get the call. Side out for the Stars, 23-16. Mestel to serve. Miss hit, service error. Game point. Grand Island Central Catholic as the Crusader fans come to their feet. And Sam Moravec will serve it away. 24-16, Grand Island Central Catholic. Game point to send us to a fifth and deciding set. Moravec serve at Prasoski. Connor had to dump it over at the net. Dug out there by Brand. They set it outside. Sorhan drives it over. Mestel with the dig. Connor sets outside. McKelvey. She's blocked. McKelvey will overset it. And that's the end of the point. A point for GICC to win it. 25-16. And they have rallied back. We go to a fifth set after this on Classic Hits.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here's the numbers I had from the fourth set for Kearney Catholic. Michaela Mestel had an ace block. She also had one kill. Haley McKelvey, one kill. Shayla Connor, three service points. Bailey Sokolowski, five kills. Ellie Conley had a kill. Megan Anderson had two service points and three kills. And Allie Prasoski had two service points. One was an ace. 11 kills, one ace block, one ace serve. For Grand Island Central Catholic, Katie Brand, four service points, three kills. Sam Morvick, three service points, three kills. Aaron Sorhan, three service points. One was an ace, an ace block, and three kills. And Kelsey Scheel had a kill. Lucky Granup, three service points. Emma Benton, a service point. Aisha Lee, a service point. 10 kills, one ace block, one ace serve. Neither team played statistically all that well. You can tell by adding those up, there were a lot of errors in the fourth set, but Grand Island Central Catholic made fewer, and they win it 25-16. We head to a fifth and deciding set to see who's headed to the C1 finals right after this.
If your student is interested in learning to play an instrument for school band or orchestra, Ron's Music has a rent-to-own plan that's perfect for the budding musician. Check out Ron's Music in Grand Island for details. Online at ronsmusic.com. Need supplies, strings, sheet music, music lessons, new instruments, or repairs, Ron's Music in Grand Island has been taking care of budding musicians as well as professionals for decades. Ron's Music on West Capitol Avenue north of the malls and online, ronsmusic.com.
Well, this is what it comes down to. A fifth and deciding set to 15 between Kearney Catholic and the only team to beat them this year and the team that beat them in the state finals last year, Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders trying to make their seventh consecutive state final, but it's not easy this afternoon. We're glad you're along with us here for the fifth set, and it looks like Grand Island Central Catholic has won the toss, and Lucky Granup will serve it away to get us underway. We played a 15 in the fifth. Still got a win by two. Earlier today, Humphrey swept Guardian Angels in the other 2 o'clock match in D1. We're ready to go, and Granup with the serve at Studi. Here's the set on the slide. Sokolowski off the block, down and good, and Kearney Catholic draws first blood here in game number one. Sokolowski with her 16th kill. 14 for Mestel, 14 for Anderson. I have Katie Brand for 22. Sorhan with 12 and Morvick for 10. Serve right on the line to Morvick. It's picked up in the middle to Brand. She'll roll it across up there by Connor. Mestel runs it down to the back line. Passed across by Sokolowski. Brand will set all the way to the wing. And here comes Sorhan. Pretty well blocked by Sokolowski. It's on the star side. They run into each other and a double hit is called. 1-1. Side out, Aaron Sorhan. Stars have been making mistakes. The Crusaders are making them pay. Sorhan's jump serve out. I think the pressure's getting to both teams. Some of these jump servers haven't been able to keep them in play. Now Herbert goes back to serve it away. 2-1, Kearney Catholic. Who can step up and carry their team to the finals? Serve into the middle to Brand. Here's Granup setting it back to Brand on the left side. Drives over the block, but Herbert's there with a dig. Connor sets outside Mestel. She's blocked, but it rolls over. Picked up by the Crusaders. Go back in the middle. Tipped across their shield. Couple of one-timers and set back over by Connor. That's all she could do. Brand tried to dump it over and put it in her own net. You don't see that happen from Katie Brand. 3-1, Kearney Catholic. Paige Herbert serves again. The Misco Sports postgame show, when we are done, serve goes into the back corner to Aisha Lee. Run down by Granup, gets it up to Katie Brand. Down the line, she's wide and out of bounds. No tip, even though they were calling for one, they don't get it. Another error by the Crusaders. It is 4-1. Herbert on the serve. GICC trying to get it back before they dig themselves a hole. Granup sets Brand in the middle. Brand drives it across off of Herbert into the crowd. Termination, Katie Brand, number 23. I imagine it's Brand and Sorhan the rest of the way. You got to stay with your horses. Same for Kearney Catholic. Sokolowski and Mestel. Aisha Lee to serve. 4-2, Kearney Catholic. Grand Island Central Catholic on the serve. Lee floats it across. Pass off the mark. It's an ace serve. Ace serve, Aisha Lee. That'll be her second of the match. 4-3. Crusaders going from left to right, right in front of us. The Stars on the right side of the net here, going right to left, far from our view. Serve is across, at Studi again. Sokolowski sets it to the 10-foot line, just rolled over there by Mestel. Brand sets to the outside. Here's Morvec over the double block. Studi got the dig. Conley tries to make the play. It's above the net and tipped over by Sokolowski. Short set middle for the Crusaders. Tipped over by Benton. Stars got a chance outside to Mestel, and she's blocked. Ace block up front, Benton. Haley Benton with a huge ace block to tie it at four. That is a huge play here early in this fifth set. 4-4. Lee serve. They just keep going at Studi. She gets it to Connor. Slide to Sokolowski. Termination. Bailey Sokolowski, number 17. 5-4. Kearney Catholic. Side out. And Morgan Studi to serve. And she has foregone the jump serve and just knocks it over. Here is the middle attack by Brand, and she'll get the quick termination. Well, at least the ball was put in play, even though Central Catholic won the point, as Studi had been struggling from the service line this afternoon. Now Brand to serve at 5-5 in the fifth. Floats it across to McCann. Here's the set middle. Mestel off the single block. They just kind of drop back for her. Picked up by Brand. Outside attack is mishit. Morvec, was it tipped? I think it's off the net. I don't think that ball was tipped. That's Kearney Catholic ball. We've had three or four of those in the match, and the officials are giving it to Kearney Catholic. It is 6-5 Stars. Again, it looked like the right call. Krasoski back to serve it away. With everybody's momentum, their high adrenaline right now as the serve across. Brand sets middle. Morvec blocked up there by Anderson. The dig is made by Shields. Up to cross Brand. Save made by McCann. Stars struggle to get it back. Mestel gets a swing, drives it off the block. Now it's returned by Brand, and Brand will get the kill. Katie Brand, quick thinking again, number 25, 6-6. Sam Morvec back to serve it away. And you know Central Catholic, this team doesn't want to be the one to let that streak end of making it to the finals. Over to Mestel. They'll set it to the outside. Megan Anderson off the back foot a little bit. So it's dug out by Brand. Set to the outside. Sorhan off the block. Dig for Krasoski. Set middle. Anderson on the line. They let it go, and Anderson hits the line. Very, very close. Number 15 for Megan Anderson. 7-6 Stars. Back in, Haley McKelvey. And here's Mestel to serve. Across to Morvec. Good pass. Ground up. Set to the outside. Sorhan. Big swing down and good. Central Catholic is just taking it and hammering it straight down. 7-7 in the fifth. And in to serve, Emma Benton. That's what she does. Comes in, serves, and gets out of the way. Benton serves it across to Mestel. Connor backs at Anderson. Right side. She's blocked. Ace block. Ace block, Grand Island Central Catholic, and it'll go to Kelsey Shield. 8-7 Crusaders now have taken the lead. Benton serve a little deeper here. Prasoski's pass off the mark. Great save by Connor just to get the ball back over. Brand sets it outside. Sorhan into the net. Four hits. Point, Kearney Catholic. 8-8. Stars got that block there, but give Shayla Connor a huge amount of credit for somehow keeping that ball in play. Now Megan Anderson to serve it. 8-8 in the fifth. It's been everything that the fans could have wanted. Aisha Lee has it. Now each side wants a win. From off the net, Sorhan's attack. Picked up by Mestel. Connor sets middle. Sokolowski drives it over, and it's down to the floor. Number 18 for Bailey Sokolowski. 9-8 Kearney Catholic. Neither team has used their timeouts yet. Megan Anderson to serve it away. What a match we've got. Fires it over to Brand. Here's the set outside. Sorhan drives it across, and Mestel with the dig. Set outside as we punched over by McKelvey. Brand goes middle. Tipped across there by Shield. Stars are able to get it up to the outside. McKelvey blocked up there. Shield, and they can't get it back. McKelvey with the kill. Time out, Grand Island Central Catholic in the fifth, Kearney Catholic 10, GICC 8. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
How would you like to increase your profits and be able to put more money back into your business? Douglas Bookkeeping's remote computer access has virtually eliminated the need for your in-house bookkeeper. Their services can help you save money by lowering payroll taxes while also reducing your company's health insurance costs and turnover. Their QuickBooks Pro advisors handle everything from running your payroll to preparing your corporate tax return. Douglas Bookkeeping Service, the professional family business for over 40 years, downtown Grand Island, and online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
Well, this is what high school athletics is all about. We are in the home stretch of this epic state tournament match, and it's only a semifinal. The winner comes back tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. in the fifth set. Kearney Catholic 10, Grand Island Central Catholic 8. And the Stars have the serve out of the Crusader timeout. Megan Anderson to try and extend the lead. Obviously, the Crusaders need the ball right back here as we only go to 15 and Anderson serve at Brand. They'll set it back to the outside. Here's Sorhan. Termination. Central Catholic. Erin Sorhan, her first kill of the fifth set. Her 13th overall. 10-9. We've made it through the rotation once, and Lucky Granup now serves for the second time here in set number five. Granup down the line. Stays in the back row, though. Studi's pass. Back row attack. Mestelik clipped the net and fell over. Up there to the outside. Blocked Anderson. Sokolowski. Sokolowski with the block. Sokolowski with the ace block on what looked like a quick kill for the Crusaders. Bailey with her fourth ace block. 11-9, Kearney Catholic. Shayla Connor now back to serve it away. Third meeting of the year. The first two, the Crusaders, 1-4, were setting here in the fifth. Over to Brand. The pass stays at the 10-foot line. Set it back to Katie. She'll cut it across. Connor with a dig. Here is the set. Back row again for Mestel. Big swing. It's in. Michaela Mestel inside the back line. 12-9 Stars. 15th kill for Mestel. And timeout, Grand Island Central Catholic. The Stars are close, but they have not hit the finish line yet, so the Crusaders are still hunting them down. And very rarely does GICC have to be the hunter. They are the hunted. This is the State High School Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits, presented in part by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. Your comfort is our business at Midwest Heating and Air. We'll keep it right here as Grand Island Central Catholic has used both of their timeouts to take a 12-9 lead on the Kearney Catholic side. The Crusaders' 26th trip to state. Kearney Catholic's 13th. But the Crusaders, they have been to the finals 16 times, I believe. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. 17 times, excuse me. They have been to the finals. They're going for number 18. Kearney Catholic's been to the finals twice. A rematch of last year's final, which the Crusaders won. Shayla Connor to serve. Kearney Catholic 12. Central Catholic 9. Serve safely in the middle to Brand. They set it to Katie in the middle. Good luck. She'll drive it home. Kill number 26 for Katie Brand. And Central Catholic out of the timeout. Gets what they need. The ball back. 12-10. And Erin Sorhan now with that jump serve. Erin serve, not much on this. She mishit it. It's deep and out of bounds. She didn't take that full swing at it. She was tentative, and that's what happened. It sent it deep. Paige Herbert to serve it away now at 13-10. Stars have to stay focused, or Central Catholic will make them pay, and the Crusaders will set Brand in the middle, and Katie says not quite yet. Number 27, Brand with the kill, and now Aisha Lee to serve, and the Crusaders have been very good with her at the service line. She has 12 points, including an ace earlier in this game. 13-11, Kearney Catholic in the fifth, but the Crusaders with the serve, and Lee serves it across. Pass close to the net. It's above the net. Tipped and hit back over. And a back row attack called on Kearney Catholic just because O'Connor was in the back row. And I think the Stars are going to call a timeout right here. So it is 13-12. And Kearney Catholic wants to call the timeout. They finally get the officials' attention. And we've got a timeout on the floor. What happened there, the serve was not passed well by Kearney Catholic. It was close to the net. so Connor had to leave her feet to try and redirect it. It was above the net, and it was touched by the Crusaders, so that meant she actually was attacking the ball out of the back row, which, of course, illegal. 13-12 Stars. We're back with more after this.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's
it's driven home by Bailey Sokolowski. Sokolowski with her 19th kill, and it is match point for Kearney Catholic. 14-12 in the fifth. Morgan's duty to serve, and the serve across Crusaders brand on match point. Go back to Katie in the middle. She'll terminate, and we play on. Was there ever a doubt where that ball was going? Katie Brand, three clutch kills here down the stretch. She'll go back to serve. It's still match point, Kearney Catholic, 14-30. 13, Brand to serve at Studi. Here is the set, Connor, to Messel. It was a short set. She could only tip it across. Brand sets it outside. Over Moravec, dugout Studi. Here's the slide. Anderson, termination! And the Stars have finally done it! For the first time, Kearney Catholic has defeated Grand Island Central Catholic in an epic match here this afternoon at the Heartland Event Center, 15-13. Just like last week with St. Cecilia's football team's outstanding match coming to an end, it has to end sometime. And the Crusaders, what a match here. Sharon Zavala, a rarity, but in that many years of coaching, there have been very rare disappointments. But her team, who would have picked them to be here at the beginning of the year? Megan Anderson, with her 16th kill, gives Kearney Catholic a five-set victory, 25-15, 22-25, 25-23, 16-25, and 15-13, the Stars' first victory over Grand Island Central Catholic, avenging last year's loss in the finals and avenging both of their losses this year. But do not overlook the outstanding play of Grand Island Central Catholic here this afternoon. Katie Brand, and they have to play a consolation. That's why that consolation is no fun. They fall here this afternoon, and Katie Brand with 27 kills, 28 kills. We're going to talk with both of the coaches as they make their way over. First, Sharon Zavala, as she always does in a classy manner, comes over and chats with us and all of the media, and we're going to get a quick chance to chat with her. A couple of quick thoughts here with the coach as she makes her way this way. Then we'll take a look at the final stats, the Misco Sports postgame show. It's all coming up here on Classic Hits 98.9, and then Minden will be taking on Columbus SCOTUS. And as we said, in win or defeat, and there are very few defeats, we always get a chance to chat with Coach Zavala. And Coach, when the dream comes to an end, obviously it's always a tough moment, but this was a great, great volleyball match. One of the few times that you guys come out on the short end. I guess your initial thoughts on the season. I know you got the third place match, but the chance for another trip in the finals coming to an end here.
Well, you know, a lot of credit to Kearney Catholic. They came out. They didn't get stressed. They stayed together. They cut down on their errors, and they did a nice job serving and digging and passing. And we just made some errors, some serving errors at crucial times. Kind of the reverse story of when we met the last first two times. So, I'm disappointed in the outcome, but I'm not disappointed how my team played. I thought my team played well.
We mentioned at the beginning of the year, not a lot of folks gave you a chance to make it back into the finals, certainly to the tournament with Katie Brand. her great career comes to an end with one match to go tomorrow, but she goes out. I had her for 28 kills. There's no doubt that when you guys had to come back in the fourth set and in the fifth set here, the ball was going to her, and she continually makes great plays.
Right, and there's no secret about what we're going to do. And like I have said before, you could slow her down, but you can't stop her. And I think that was proven in this game. Again, when she went to the back row, Kearney Catholic was able to get some runs. And, you know, they have two really good middles. That made it really tough on her other hitters.
X's and O's, was there anything different? You mentioned maybe the errors, a few more for you and a few less for them. Was there anything different from an X and O standpoint today?
We needed to vary our serve a little bit. Again, with young kids, I didn't want to stress them too much on different areas. And now I kind of look back and wish I would have. So the things I wish we would have did differently are the things that I wish I would have done differently. So my kids, you know, they played as hard as they could.
Well, again, Sharon, it's been a great year covering the Crusader volleyball team. Last year, you got to end a long run that SCOTUS had.
Right.
Now you're on the other end of the podium, but we know that outside of Katie and Aisha, you got everybody back next year. So we know it's going to be another great season for the Crusaders.
Well, we hope so. And I know these younger girls, they work hard. So, you know, I just want to wish Kearney Catholic the best of luck tomorrow, because if they're going to beat us, they need to go all the way.
Class act as always, Sharon. We'll let you move on.
Thank you.
Sharon Zavala, head volleyball coach of the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders, coming up just a point or two short here, 15-13 in the fifth. We'll come back, take a look at the final stats right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Nearly 4 million people are homeless. Millions more go hungry, and it's happening right here where you live. You can help by showing someone special you care during the Caring Rose Week. Bring 2 cans of food to Roses for You and get a dozen roses for $10. Roses for You will give the food to your local help centers, and the roses are yours to show someone you care. A dozen roses for 2 cans of food and $10 during Caring Rose Week. Now through the end of November, Roses for You, 937 South Locust Street, or visit them at rosesforyou.com.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, 3 for 3 touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play as you get ready for the basketball and wrestling season or whatever you're doing, maybe intramurals. They can get you uniformed up for that as well at Misco Sports on the breaks, downtown Kearney. Let's take a look at the numbers I had here in this fifth and final set for Grand Island Central Catholic. Katie Brand had 6 kills in that game. The other kill came from Aaron Sorhan. Haley Benton had an ace block. Kelsey Scheel had an ace block. Emma Benton had a service point. Aisha Lee had 4 service points. One of those was an ace, and that's all the numbers I had for the Crusaders there in game number 5. 7 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 1 ace serve. For Kearney Catholic, we look at Michaela Mestel with 1 kill. Haley McKelvey, 1 kill. Shayla Connor had a service point. Bailey Sokolowski, an ace block and 4 kills. Megan Anderson, 2 service points and 3 kills. Paige Herbert had 2 service points. 9 kills, 1 ace block, no ace serves. Kearney Catholic wins the fifth set 15-13 over GICC to advance to their second consecutive state championship game tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. against the winner of our next match between the Dynasty of Columbus SCOTUS and the Minden Whippets. We'll be back, give you the composite stats, and hopefully have a chance to catch up with Coach Chris Connor. Stay with us on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
You like choices, you like variety, you like quality, and you love to save money. So choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. You also have holiday baking on your mind. The biggest varieties at prices that keep your food budget happy. Choose variety, choose quality, choose fresh, and choose to save at Super Saver. Second in Broadwell and Grand Island. Be sure to check out the latest specials for your holiday baking and dinner plans in the weekly newspaper inserts. Or online, anytime, at super-saver.com. Super Saver, we sell for less.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits. We're about 16 minutes away from SCOTUS and Minden, but right now let's take a look at the overall numbers I had in this outstanding match between the Crusaders and the Stars, the way it should have been, no matter who won it. Katie Brand, 7 service points. I had her for a match-high 28 kills. Sam Morbeck, 4 service points, an ace block, 10 kills. Aaron Sorhan, 4 service points, 1 was an ace block, and 13 kills. Haley Benton, 2 ace blocks, 3 kills. Kelsey Scheel, an ace block, 3 kills. Lucky Gradup, 8 service points, 1 was an ace. Emma Benton, 4 service points. And Aisha Lee, 12 service points to lead the team. 2 were aces. The Crusaders had 57 kills, 5 ace blocks, and 5 ace serves, but fall to 30-4 on the season and will play in the consolation match set for tomorrow at Grand Island Northwest, where they will play at 12 noon, and it won't be an easy match against either SCOTUS or Minden. For Kearney Catholic, I had Michaela Mestel with 5 service points, 3 ace blocks, and 15 kills. Haley McKelvey, maybe the best match of the year for the senior, 11 kills. Morgan Studi, 3 service points. Shayla Connor, 8 service points, and did a fine job out of that center position. Bailey Sokolowski, outstanding match for her, 4 ace blocks and a team-high 19 kills. Ellie Conley, 1 kill. Jamie McCann, 2 service points. Megan Anderson, 8 service points, 17 kills. Paige Herbert, 8 service points. And Allie Prasoski, 6 service points, the only 2 ace serves of the match for the Stars. I had Kearney Catholic for 62 kills, 7 ace blocks, and 2 ace serves as the Stars improved to 30-2 and advanced to their second consecutive state championship match, 25-15, 22-25, 25-23, 16-25, and 15-13 over Grand Island Central Catholic. We'll chat with Coach Chris Connor, hopefully right after this, on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9. And we want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors allowing us to bring you today's high school volleyball action. Coach Chris Connor making her way this way, and then it'll be a very quick turnover to Minden and Columbus SCOTUS. Here's what's happened so far today at the state tournament. In Class A, Omaha Burke swept Lincoln Northeast. Papillion La Vista South swept Omaha Marion. Their final is tomorrow at 1. The consolation is at 10 at Northwest. In Class D1, Humphreys swept West Point Guardian Angels. They'll play the winner of the Exeter-Milligan-Bruning-Davenport-Shickley match just getting underway. And in D2, Howells, a five-set winner over Brady. Bertrand, a straight-set winner over Stewart. Bertrand and Howells will play here at 11 a.m. tomorrow, right here on Classic Hits. Stewart and Brady will play at 2 o'clock tomorrow at Northwest. So tomorrow we will have the C1 Championship on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. We will have that for you tomorrow at 9. Then the Bertrand match against Howells will be here on Classic Hits. So that's what's coming up so far. And don't forget tonight, St. Cecilia plays Ord, and we will have that for you at 8:30 on ESPN 1550. Plus, there's football tonight in A and B in the six-man championship game going on at Foster Field. Even after you beat Central Catholic, you have to come talk to me. Coach Chris Connor joins us. Coach, got to be a great feeling finally slaying the Giant here this afternoon.
Oh, it's been a long time coming. I won't say how long because that'll tell a lot of people how old I am, but it's been a lot of years, and you know, it's just the kids the last few years have, I think, developed a lot more confidence, and every time we kept playing them a little closer and a little closer, we kept saying, okay, this is it, this is the time, now prove it. And you know, so that was kind of our slogan every time we got in the huddle: you got to prove it, you can't, you know, you got to earn it. So
what was the difference today? Central Catholic still tried to serve strong at the young girls. Some of the serves weren't as good as they were other times, not against Central Catholic, but you guys still found a way to cut down maybe on your attack errors here today.
We did. I thought, you know, we had a few times we were like, you know, the ball wasn't right where we needed it, we're trying to force it. And so we talked a lot about that, trying not to force it. Serve receive, they had a few shaky ones there at the end. And you know, they do a great job spot serving and serving deep, and but it also kind of cost them there in that last set too.
You were able to bounce back in the fifth set after getting rolled up there in the fourth set, get an early lead. Had to be very important to come out with some confidence and not have to play catch up again.
Yeah, that was big. You know, we talked about, okay, this one's going to be tough to come back, you know, but this is probably the most competitive group of kids I've ever had. And I don't think they would ever give up. And we just talked about, you know, getting some momentum going into that fifth set. Let's score some points here. Try to get some confidence back and start strong the next set.
Mestel does her thing. Sokolowski does her thing, and maybe even better. You got to step up in big games. But this was the best game I saw Haley McKelvey play all year, and that's saying something. After she was a little shaky in the sub-district, she knew it. She came out and got some couple kills early and really built her own confidence. What a match by her.
Yeah, so excited for Haley. She worked hard, and she's kind of one of those silent players in practice, doesn't say a lot, you know, just does her job. And this was by far her best match of the year. Came through on some big swings, some tough swings, you know, and found a way and found a hole in the backcourt. You can't say enough for the job she did today.
We talked about it with Sharon a little bit. Last year they slayed their Giant in SCOTUS in the semifinals and still had to get through you to win it. Same story for your girls. You've slayed your Giant, but there might be a bigger one awaiting here if SCOTUS, the number one team, moves on as they expect, and you have to play at 9 in the morning. How do you re-energize? I know it's state final, that should do it, but how do you re-energize, and what do you do in these next few hours?
Well, luckily, I mean, yeah, this was huge. I mean, as far as getting over that get hump, but I think that even more is, you know, these girls are just, like I said, they're the most competitive girls I've ever had, and I think that second place still isn't going to be good enough. You know, they're going to, I think they'll find some momentum. You see that a lot, you know, where you have that big semifinal game and it's hard to bounce back if you're not the top dog. But I don't think these guys ever felt like maybe they were the underdog. You know, they felt physically that we were better. We just had to prove it to ourselves mentally. So I really would be surprised if we don't come out pretty strong tomorrow.
Well, we'll see you for breakfast tomorrow. Congratulations on the big win.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Doug.
Coach Chris Connor, as they win it in five sets, 15-13 over GICC. We need to take a timeout here on the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll take a real brief timeout to send it back to the studios and then be back with Minden and Columbus Scotus. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the break to the downtown Kearney Center, getting you ready for volleyball, basketball, football, wrestling. It doesn't matter. They've got everything you need on the break to the downtown Kearney Center. We'll take a break, send it back to the studios. Keep it here on Classic Hits.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.